Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Hey, it's Dustin the Voice, and we are bringing you another on-location show. Blake Biermanski is not joining me again, just because it seems that is how these shows always go. I get to have fun and drink with the bands, and he's got to stay home or work or something like that. So we are on location at Distill's Restaurant in Normal, Illinois. We've drank at the Production Brewery. We've drank at the Champagne location. Now we're drinking at the Normal Restaurant. So we've hit all three in 3 months. And I have some special guests filling in for Blake. Joining me is a band. They are on tour right now with the Wonder Years, and they just played a show here in town last night out at the Castle Theater. Hailing from Atlanta, GA, we have Microwave in the house. If you guys want to go around and say your name and what your role in the band is, so that way people can match the voice, they know who is who, rather than just four random dudes talking.
Yeah.
All right, my name's Tito, and I rock the drums.
All right, the man behind the kit.
My name is Nate, and I play guitar and sing.
Okay.
My name is Wes, and I rock the guitar.
Rock the guitar.
Yeah, why did I say that?
My name is Rod. I like to party.
I'm Tyler. I play bass. I am a patriot, Democrat, and Republican, and proud to be an American.
All right. Lee Greenwood in the house.
You ask for nonsense.
Yeah, right?
He is.
He supplies.
And you guys are on Side One Dummy?
Yes, we are.
And you've been a band for, what, about 4 or 5 years?
About 4 now.
November will be 4 years.
Okay, cool.
3.5. 3.4.
If you want to really want to dial that.
Yeah, really getting the math specific there. Well, with every episode, we will have the drinking game going on. Now, you guys don't have to do this. This is just for the at-home listeners. Anytime somebody swears, anytime somebody makes a pop culture reference or a movie quote, anytime somebody has an audible expulsion of gas, or anytime somebody says the word of the day, they have to take a drink. And the word of the day for this show is distill. So anytime any of those happen, listeners, quite frequently when the co-host is on, he likes to audibly fart a lot. I'm more of a belcher, so
wow.
You know, if the spirit moves you,
I have not listened to this podcast before, and I've been missing out.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, this is right in my alley.
Farts on farts.
So yeah, we're gonna start with our first beer here. We've got a flight of five that we're gonna be enjoying today, and the first one is the Saison de Rizou, or Rizou. The French words always fuck me up. I took Spanish, so like I said, Tito, we're gonna be good. I don't remember any of it, but you know.
Is that this one here?
Yes, that is our first one, and the description is this. We curse daily at this beer because it takes so long to ferment, but it's worth the wait despite our emotional scarring. This Belgian-style Saison has golden light copper color, light body, medium hop bitterness, flavor, and aroma. It's medium-low malt flavor and aroma and spiciness from added coriander. The fruity esters dominate the aroma, while complex alcohols, acidity, low Brettanomyces character, and clove, and smoke-like phenolics from Saison yeast. So yeah, it's a Saison farmhouse, which those, I don't know if any of you guys are fans of Belgian beer.
I like Belgian.
Okay. So yeah.
I like the waffles a lot.
Maybe
oh, yeah, like the waffles.
The waffles. This definitely doesn't taste like waffles. This is gonna
it's more of a sour.
Yes, and they distill has a lot of recognition for their sours. That's kind of what put them on the map.
So at what pace do we drink this?
Atlantic
Orpheus that has a sour
saison. Okay.
Similar to this, but
this
is, I like this a lot.
Yeah, the sours and saisons and that, those tend to be what I call slow sippers. You don't really pound these down.
You're fine.
We got five of them to drink, so you know you can't take too long. But usually, with the sourness to them, it's they tend to slow your drinking down a bit, just
it's
because
not incredibly overbearing.
No, it's not. And what's nice is the five we're drinking today, they're all new to me too. Well, four of them are. So when I picked the menu, I was like, well, yeah, I'm gonna help myself out here too, you know. So yeah, this is a very, very nice. Unfortunately, we're here in the middle of the day. They just opened this lunch service, and nobody from the brewery part was able to sit in with us and give us a little inside knowledge on the beers like in the past episodes, but that's okay. This was kind of thrown together pretty quickly, and everybody was really cool with it, so we're happy that they set us aside in this little back room here and are letting us drink their beer.
So do they switch up the rotating taps and stuff? Like there's like seasonal
They have some constants. Like the one we're drinking right now is one of the special releases, and so is one of, I think the last one we drink is one as well. The other ones are kind of rotating regulars, but you know they've got other ones that aren't even on there, like the the Deadhead Red is one of my favorites, and that's not available at the moment, but that one's fucking delicious, and it is high ABV, so it'll catch up with you, but it goes down super smooth that you don't even notice. Now it says on your Facebook profile that your interests are beer and fried chicken. How true is that?
They're very true.
That's 100%.
I would say beer is one of my all-time biggest passions.
We shop at Popeyes a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
And we drink a lot of PBR.
All right, well,
we don't always have the...
Right, exactly. No, that's how it is with, you know, touring bands. You gotta, you know, drink the PBR or whatever. Your drink tickets will get you at the club.
Yep. I had some cool ones last night.
I was going to say, the Castle usually has a couple. Two brothers. Yeah, that's up in Warrenville. About an hour or so north from here. So
really strong.
We got a lot of good breweries in Atlanta, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. What are some of your favorites back home?
Sweetwater is our favorite. Brewery.
Yeah.
And we had Orpheus, who also has this hazel beer. I think they might be at
Orpheus. Orpheus is right off Piedmont.
Oh, okay. Orpheus is at Atlanta.
I've got a growler at home from Sweetwater that a buddy
Sweetwater's definitely the most
picked
popular.
Up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Then you got Red Hair, and you got Red Brick.
Yep. Okay.
There's also Burnt Hickory, too, which is not that much known, but it's really good.
Okay.
One of my favorites is Monday Night Brewery.
Money. I don't think I've heard of that one.
They have distribution. I don't know how far
they
go.
They have really good ones. They're awesome. They have interesting ones. Fu Manchu brew one that has ginger and stuff in it, and they have a bunch of kind of interesting arrangements.
Yeah. Do you guys get to stop at breweries while you guys are on the road much?
Last time we were on tour with Transit and Have Mercy, and Transit loves going to breweries.
Rest in peace, Transit. I just read the, you know.
You need to get Transit to come do this show. before they do their last show.
Yeah.
They played here, I think, a couple years ago or so, when
the last album came out.
Literally every day.
In San Diego, they had a day planner.
Those sound like my kind of guys.
Have you ever used the Untappd app?
Dude, yes. That's, I'm checking them in. Well, I'm going to have to... I'll have to figure out what their names are and look them up then. Yeah, I hit my... 2,000th check-in or something like that?
Nice.
Last month. But yeah, I'm checking in the beers as
Didn't
I drink
Tori
them.
Say it was like 5,000.
Yeah, that's excessive number. I mean, yeah, if you're on the road and you're always hitting these breweries, that's the way to do it. So yeah, it's helpful to you know what you're drinking, and when you drink so much craft beer, sometimes it's tough to be like, have I had this one before? And I look it up, and it's like, oh yeah, I only gave this a 2.5, so I'm not going to waste $10 on a six-pack of something that I didn't remember drinking it, so it can't be too memorable, and then if it had a low score, that's not good either. So I think we'll move on to our second beer, which this is called the Redbird Ale, and this is one of their constants that they pretty much always have. It's an American style red ale that's brewed in honor of the Illinois State Bird, and there's also here in town is Illinois State University, and their team is the Redbirds. So this is the Redbird Ale. It's got a medium caramel sweetness, and it balances a pleasant hop bitterness, aroma, and flavor. So this, I have had this one before, but we had to try it just because it's like the standard that they have. Because they don't distribute it they don't can it or bottle it. You can only get it here. So it's appropriate for us to drink the Redbird Ale when we're, you know, at the home of the Redbirds.
Pounded, dude. Pounded.
Just in time, yes. You didn't miss much. They just talked a lot of shit about you.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, they were like, Nathan can't stand that guy.
He's such a turd.
Oh, man. He's
got the bladder of an infant.
I do.
Yeah, that's actually true. I do feel like when we first started this tour, like 30 minutes into it, I gotta go to the
every rest stop.
Just like me and Tyler look at each other.
I just like to stay hydrated. And technically, if you're fully hydrated as an adult, I've heard you're supposed to pee once an hour. If you're not peeing once an hour, then you're technically dehydrated.
Well, when
that's terrible for tourists.
Yeah.
5 minutes,
and I was really drunk.
Tell them you looked it up on the internet.
I got like probably the drunkest I've ever been the other night, and I just had this perpetual feeling like I had to pee all the time. Well, I also kind of feel like I had to throw up too. So I think it was just kind of like my body was like, I need to expel things right now. But I was like, why don't I feel like I have to pee all the time? So I looked up and on WebMD, which is always a terrible
thing. Never a good idea.
It's like, that's a urinary tract infection thing. And I was like, oh no! But then like 20 minutes later, it went away.
Well, that's good.
So, and I'm good. Healthy, clean.
Yeah, right. Just putting that out there.
Just putting that out there. Ladies.
WebMD says I'm all right. No, I think that reminds me. I think it's is Mitch Hedberg that talked about, like, I do a roundabout AIDS test. Like, I ask my buddy, hey man, do you know anybody who has HIV? And he's like, no. He's like, cool, because you know me. So yeah.
Oh man.
And I think you know, while we're enjoying this Redbird Ale, I think we'll let the listeners enjoy some of your music. And the first song we're going to play is the title track off of your last full length. It's Stovall. And it made me think of, there's this dude where I live, and that's his last name, and he's an Elvis impersonator. And I know that's got nothing to do with your album.
It's actually what it's all about.
Is it? Wow, that's crazy.
Impersonating Elvis.
So tell us a little bit about that track.
Most of the songs are in some way related to a girlfriend that I was dating at the time. We lived on a street called Stovall Avenue in East Atlanta.
Okay.
And it was a time period of my life where I grew up Mormon.
Okay.
In like the LDS church or something. And I had a realization over the period of a few years that I no longer identified with that, I guess, and so during the
there you go
when we were writing I was experiencing things.
Uh-huh.
experiencing things for the first time, I guess, and learning about the world. And she was the first girl that I dated for like a long time, maybe like a year and a half.
Okay.
And so, like, yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Lost my virginity to her, all those things, you know?
There you go. Well, if anybody out there is losing their virginity to this show, I feel sorry for you. There's much. I'll give you a link to a Spotify playlist that I've made, and that'd be much more appropriate than this. So, on that note, yeah, let's hear a little Microwave, and here is Stovall on Drunken Lullabies.
I found you passed out in your room on the floor. There was smoke on top of your favorite shoes. A few more steps and you'd have made to your bed. But sometimes a few more steps is hard. It's hard to do before you make a mess of your face. Let's go a few drinks back to when you swore you'd change. When I tried so hard to clench your shaking frame, God, I know you would have killed her if all I knew. But I wouldn't let you do that.
That was Stovall, and we're going to play more from Microwave later, but they're anxious to drink some more beer. This is their day off.
This is the Saginaw.
You know, this is the fuel that's going to get them to Saginaw for tomorrow night's show.
Yeah. Who's driving?
Hopefully
you're
not
be sleeping in that parking lot.
Right. So this is the Snarker Posey rye PA instead of an IPA. It's a rye IPA. It's a play on words. I wanted to drink it, you know, because it's a Parker Posey reference, so...
And they call it the Snarker?
Snarker Posey, yeah.
Snarker Posey.
So... No.
I'm just kidding. Tito.
That's good.
Tito.
Yeah. So, yeah, she, you know, I think of Dazed and Confused and her hazing the incoming freshman in that movie.
Is that a reference from that movie?
Well, no, like, that is Parker Posey, is that, that's her name. The chick that's like, air raid, bitches! Yeah, and, like, throwing the flour and
that
shit on him.
That's one of my favorite movies.
And she used to date one of my favorite musicians, Ryan Adams, for many years.
Did?
Yeah, they were together for a while. And then he married Mandy Moore, and they're divorced now.
What? Mandy Moore?
Yeah.
Man, he's got a good, he's
that's
got
a
good
blast
track record.
Yeah. Mandy Moore is my homegirl, dude.
Yeah.
In middle school.
Oh man, that was a crush.
She was you know in your middle school five.
Yeah. 10 years.
So yeah, there's not much of a description on this one. I mean, it's basically an IPA with rye. It's 6.5%. So this is, I believe, the strongest one we've drank because we started off with a 6. The Redbird was a 5.3. So this is the strongest thing, but it is not the strongest we will drink. It is the strongest so far.
Oh, wow.
We're building up to it.
Ooh.
You know, we're going to finish strong as you know, as you do with your set list when you're writing it out.
Right.
You want to throw some good stuff at the beginning and get the audience won over, but you don't want to blow your load. And then, you know, they're just like, yeah, are these guys done yet? You know.
Yeah.
So that's
one of our things.
That's what we're trying
to
do.
Really fast, like,
yeah.
Get done as quickly as possible. Like, play all the best songs that we have. And get off stage.
Okay.
Get to drinking.
I thought you meant like
yeah.
you.
Get to drinking.
I thought you meant you play at a faster time signature than
that
they're
too,
that they're
too.
Written in. So everything's
whether
in double time.
Intentionally or unintentionally. Yeah.
Like I'm sure Tito really enjoys that back
oh, yes.
on the drums.
I hate playing solo.
Yeah.
I mean, usually he's just
playing to a click track. Yeah, got the metronome going.
Slow down, Stuart.
We harnessed our energy.
We
slow
used to play
bad.
Faster. We really sat down and like, we need to get these tempos better. So I think our tempos are better now.
Yeah, you would think.
No.
Think
but I wouldn't know because, I don't know. For some reason, it's really hard to perceive tempo.
You're just up, yeah, you're just up there singing. You're in the moment. Now, you guys, Stovall came out 2014?
Yep,
2014.
And then you guys just did a split. That was last year.
October.
Yeah. Are you guys working on writing the next album at the moment?
We literally just finished it.
Awesome.
Yeah, me and Nathan stayed up all night until 7 in the morning on the day before we left the tour.
Okay.
Finishing
four
it
or 5 minutes.
So are you road testing some of the songs?
No, they're
no?
still being mixed right now.
Okay.
He doesn't like the engineer that we're using is Tyler's brother.
Okay.
It's called Looking Glass Studios.
Keeping it in the family.
Yeah, and you know, he doesn't want it to like fit out. He doesn't want us to hear the mixes too much before
okay.
that he's it's like the finished product, so
and
hey, we're still in the dark on it.
We only have enough time to play 5 songs for our sets too.
Yeah.
So I mean because so, I mean, no one really
there's four bands on the
like,
tour.
New songs for the first time live.
Wesley yeah.
does, so he'll argue the best song again.
See I enjoy it.
Like when you're at a show I feel like you want to hear songs that you
it
heard,
is, I can
you
see the
it's
if
like
you,
a 50-50 thing.
Yeah.
Like it's just depends on the kind of person.
If you're a huge music geek
yeah.
like me and you
yeah.
come in and you're familiar with the material, yeah, it's good to hear all your favorites. But if they come out of left field with, like, I'm going to play a new one. Some people, traditionally with, like, older bands that have been around for a while, it's like, that's your piss break. Like, everybody just wants to, you know, I saw Def Leppard, and then they busted out one from the new album, and it's like, okay, this is when everybody goes to the bathroom
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Because they're not like, we want to hear Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Yeah.
And, but no, like, I enjoy hearing songs before they're released, because sometimes they don't sound, they...
It's like
they
a,
gestate, you
yeah,
know,
it's
and
like a little, it's
yeah,
like a little
yeah,
treasure
yeah.
because it's different from how it actually turns
right,
out.
Right. So yeah, I'm one of those that I'm okay with it.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
I'm cool
I'm
with
cool with
yeah.
it. But like you said, we only have like 20-25 minutes. So we
yeah, because there's what four bands on the
bands
on the bill.
We're open to it. We'd be like a 25-minute set.
Yeah.
Which we notoriously take too long to tune and stuff too.
Okay.
which are also workable.
Right.
I think we've gotten a little bit better.
We can tune like a motherfucker now.
I just stopped tuning.
Oh yeah, that.
But I realize that every time I tune, I'm like, I'm in tune. Why am I doing this? It's like a nervous habit or something.
You just like to look busy.
It's better
when
than
you're
getting
there
on the mic and saying a bunch of stupid shit, which happens.
Yeah.
And I start talking.
Is that the bass player's job? You know, to just.
Yeah. Well, I got all kinds of sound clips.
I got this pedal that I put this hot dog eating contest on. And I thought it was going to be really funny in the first show this tour.
Yeah.
I started playing it, and everyone thought I was playing like a baseball game or something. I was like, no, you got to listen. This is like some dude. He's like, he's got the bun in the left hand, the winner in the right hand, and he's shoving them down.
If you've never watched hot dog eating competitions,
oh, I've seen it.
Oh,
the
God.
Nathan's World
the
Famous.
The announcers are way better than like soccer or anything. Like,
yeah.
They're so into it. They're like,
it's so fast paced. They gotta cram in so many. Like, they've been thinking of catchphrases.
Yeah.
And they gotta cram them all into this, like, 20 minute.
They're like,
eating
Joey Chestnut is single, and he leads me back to flirting with the girls at Panera Bread after this cup, too. They say, like, that you're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's like, why Panera Bread?
I know for a fact.
I wonder
that
if
Panera Bread
saw a boost
in sales
after that competition.
Yeah, that's
no,
that's
that
a
was.
Good
no way.
He has
was
a sound clip.
It says Panera Bread.
It says Joey Chessa is single and back to flirting with the girls at Panera Bread after this competition. Literally what the
that's
announcer
crazy
says. You're like, what are you
what doing? Does he say? He's consecrated. He's confident.
He's like, that stomach is consecrated. I don't even remember.
Masticated.
Masticated.
He has a bunch of aided words, and he's like, I'm not giving up on Joey Chestnut just yet.
Yeah, I remember when Kobayashi was the
yeah,
name, you
yeah,
know, and then
yeah,
now it's this. Oh, it's not even Joey Chestnut?
No, there's these YouTube like eaters that like have millions of subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah.
That eat like all, do all these crazy eating challenges, and he's like number one in the world now.
That's
he's, like,
crazy.
Really popular on YouTube.
Huh. Yeah, that's a game I can't get into. I mean I used to be able to put away the food a lot better. Now I just kind of focus on the beer.
Yeah.
But
there
yeah
should be beer drinking competition.
Oh, I'm sure there are
people
somewhere.
People probably get alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
So they can't
yeah
really, they can't like
it's like that maybe beer fest.
Too much of a
yeah
liability.
Right, right. Yeah, we did in this Facebook group I'm on with a bunch of local guys. We started a chugging challenge where somebody started it, and they chugged a beer, and then they called out somebody else from the group, and then they had 24 hours to chug a beer and record a video and then call somebody else out. And I got called out, and I'm like, I said at the very beginning, I'm like, I don't chug beer. Like,
yeah,
it goes against everything I stand for as a craft beer drinker. Like, I enjoy savoring the beer, and
yeah,
I don't have a whole lot of beer in my fridge right now, and I'm not wasting a 10%er. On this, so I found something that I can tolerate drinking, but it's not one of my faves.
Yeah.
But sit back and relax, it's gonna take a little while. And you know, I did it like 18 seconds. I'm like, there you go, that's your bottom Mendoza
yeah
line, like everybody.
Is that in the bottle or in glass?
I poured it into a glass and drank it out of my Ultimate Warrior pint glass. So and I made sure to plug the podcast while I did
yeah
it, of course.
Yeah.
So but yeah, I mean some of my buddies were doing it 3 seconds. And then they were trying to top each other and do like, well, fuck you, I'm going to chug a bomber and drink a whole bottle. And then, like, one guy is going to, he's like, I'm going to drink three bottles of different IPAs. And then one guy's mixing, doing a suicide.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
I don't need anything to do with that.
The free throw dudes. If there was, a beer drinking competition, they would get, like, gold medals every time. I've never seen anyone that can drink as much as fast as they drink. They could, like a whole, like, 16-ounce beer just, like,
yeah,
2 seconds later. Or, Justin, who plays bass, could, like I watched him just, when we were in Baltimore, he'd get down it literally 2 seconds, just, like, he, like, opens up the back
yeah
of his throat or something.
Yeah.
It's, like, it just, like, goes straight into his stomach.
Yeah, I can't do that. I don't.
That's crazy.
I never.
Corey did, like, 25 Jello shots or something when we were there for, like, an hour
yeah
at this bar.
Yeah.
He literally, they're champions. They're awesome.
Have you guys
we had
had
so much fun.
I drank the rest of the PBRs last night.
Yeah, Wonderwall does win.
Have you guys had any crazy stories from the tour yet? Funny events involving some of the other bands or anything that's happened? Or so far has it been pretty professional?
I mean, the tour, it's only been two shows so far.
Yeah.
So we had two shows on the way up here.
Okay.
And then we met up with the tour and we've done two shows with the tour. So
okay.
We haven't had a whole lot of opportunities
right.
for craziness. But
maybe in Saginaw.
The first show... Nathan, you broke your strap, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then he had something, some problem with his, like, pedal. I don't know.
Yeah,
I thought that was kind of funny. Like, it was just the first show, and
Well, get it out of the way early,
yeah.
right?
I had three straps last tour.
Really?
I had bad, like, a...
Do you have a strap endorsement? Because that's probably not. You should, but that you need a different company.
He does this thing where he kind of picks his guitar up and slams it down onto his shoulders.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there was a couple seconds and worked it out. You got really excited.
Tito's like, here comes another strap. He's
like, kind of smiled because you got really excited.
Now we're on a network called the Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. There's my show, there's several others, and one of the other shows on the network is called The Song Inside Out. And it's kind of a little bit of what we're doing here. They interview an artist, and they learn the whole story of a song in each episode. So they, like, really deconstruct it. So we're going to play a commercial for that show for our listeners in case they want to check out that show as well. Because we encourage... not just listening to us. Yeah. Listen to our friends, you know. We're all buddies. We've been on each other's shows. It's a little incestuous, but in, like, the best way possible. And
Is it good incestuous?
You know, I rub your back, you rub mine. Whatever. So this is the song Inside and Out.
Ever wonder what inspired a songwriter to pen your favorite song? How did they come up with that cool chord progression? Or even how they got into playing music in the first place? Join the podcasting god, Amen, Blake Clayton, as he talks to the prolific songwriters in roots music to talk about the song, Inside and Out. Join us every other Tuesday at fcfnetwork.com for the song, Inside and Out. Also available on iTunes.
Okay, and that was the song Inside Out, another great show on the FCF Network that you should listen to. But don't just take my word for it. Ba-dum-bum. That's a Reading Rainbow reference. Is that before your time?
No.
Okay.
LeVar Burton.
Yeah, LeVar Burton. There you go.
That's so Dita. Cool.
As odd as it is, that's the second time LeVar Burton has been mentioned on this show. It's in a book. We have an autographed picture of him on the studio wall.
Awesome.
I met him at a Comic-Con a couple years ago.
Holy shit.
Wow. Was he dressed up as a...
No, that's the thing. Like, yeah, he wasn't as Jordy LaForge. And that's what's funny. The last time he got mentioned, somebody called him Data. I'm like, no, Data's the other dude. No, I got mad because he didn't have any Reading Rainbow headshots. I'm like, I'm not a Trekkie, man. I know you because you read stories to me and shit when I was a kid.
Dude, they put that on Netflix.
Yeah, they did. Rainbow, the classics.
I went back and watched it and I was like, this sucks.
Yeah, well, you know, your standards are a little different when you're six.
Yeah, it's got that classic 90s charm.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I can't watch it as an adult.
Right. Now, unfortunately, that's how a lot of cartoons are. I was a huge Thundercats fan, I have trouble sitting through all of those. And, like, the guy who did the voice of Lion-O grew up in my hometown.
Oh, wow.
I delivered his dad's newspaper for years.
Holy shit.
And funny enough, I don't know if you guys are... fans of The State or like Reno 911.
Yeah, I love
Carrie Kinney, who played Trudy.
Yeah.
That's his daughter.
Whoa. What?
Yeah. Her dad is Lion-O from the Thundercats.
That's crazy.
And he also does
awesome.
The Skittles commercials, and he's like Lucky from Lucky Charms, Count Chocula, Sonny from Cocoa Puffs. He does all this voiceover work.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That is.
Yeah, grew up in Pekin, where I'm from. So
Trudy's hilarious.
All right, well, we're gonna get a little dark and heavy now. We save these for the end. Nathan and Tito, I believe, already drank a full one of these earlier during pregame.
Yeah.
But we're gonna go into the Black Angel Stout. So and what's kind of cool, these guys actually
just found
What? Oh, okay.
Just go.
I already know what it tastes like.
They make a soap of this beer.
A soap?
Yeah, they have their own like artisanal soap that they make. And yeah, they have one for this beer. So you can look on Distill's website and you can order that. It's an American stout with medium malt sweetness, chocolate and roasted malt flavor and aroma. And it's got that dry roasted bitterness in the finish with a full body and assertive citrus hop bitterness, aroma, and flavor. So yeah, this is in at 6.7%. It's got a 64 IBUs, which that's your international bitterness units.
So can you get drunk off the soap?
I don't know. Like if you have to wash your mouth out with soap, like it's like, yeah.
Tito eats soap.
I would gladly rub this all over my body.
It just it soaks itself into the skin. You get drunk by osmosis.
How do you think they came up with the IBU like unit? Like, what do you think a unit of bitterness entails?
Like, looks like about yay big.
How do you think they quantified that, though? You know what I mean?
Like, it's a good question that I unfortunately don't know.
It has to be just like a relative thing. Like, they like someone who tastes it is like.
Yeah, this
like,
is
they're like the same five because you're like one guy.
This is one more bitter than that last one was, for sure.
One more bitter.
Exactly one unit more. There's like one guy in a room somewhere that is bringing beer and is like, oh yeah, this is a 35.
He's the bitter lord.
The bitter lord.
So yeah, the like I said, you guys already enjoyed this one, so this is
enjoying it.
Yeah, yeah, right? You're like, oh, we meet again.
Even better to say it.
You're still thirsty for more. Now, what are your guys' beers of choice? I'm an IPA guy. And Wesley, I think you said you tend to be an IPA guy.
My favorite beer is the Dogfish Head 60-minute.
Okay. IPA. All right. Now, Tyler, what do you gravitate more towards?
IPAs.
Well, IPAs, okay.
Sweetwater's IPAs.
Yeah.
Hands down, my favorite.
Yeah.
They have, like, different variations.
Isn't
of
there
it.
One that's called, like, the 420 or
420,
something?
420, that's a pale ale.
Yeah.
That's
I drank several of those when I was at the Double Door in Chicago, and they had it on draft, and I was like, oh, awesome. Yeah. I can't even get this at home, you know? Yeah. So I was drinking that all night while I was watching Red City Radio and the Lawrence Arms. That was
nice.
That was a good time.
We played the Double Door last time.
Okay.
And got broken into.
Yeah, that was where we got our
question. Oh, fuck. Usually that happens in St. Louis. Chicago's not as bad.
St. Louis was after Chicago, so we were watching the band like
we are in high alert.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I feel really bad because it's like bands aren't going to want to play there.
We actually got really lucky because they only stole me and Tyler's clothes.
And there was other like, shit.
That's
other,
it?
Yeah. There was other stuff that potentially could have
like, so it was a naked... It was like a
smash.
Naked crackhead that was running around that just needed clothes?
It was like a smash and grab.
I think they just didn't know. They were just
they
going
probably, well, our van's kind of weird. It's got cages on the windows. It used to be a prison van.
Okay.
So he probably broke the window, crawled in there, saw all that stuff, and was like, I'm just going to grab a couple bags.
Yeah. Well, that sucks, but again, it could have been a lot worse.
We had an envelope. There was cash on the envelope. It was just like neon sign pointed to please steal this. We were like, we definitely, and my computer was in there, and they like went right over it. It was in plain sight.
The GPS.
Lady Luck was smiling on you that day.
So, in other words, I hope that Crook's listening to this and he hears what an idiot he is.
Yeah.
Now we got pug locks and, like, all sorts of crazy shit. So try again. I dare you.
Yeah, that's...
And missiles.
We got missiles. It's so
oh, is that good. What that armored tank out there is? Yeah. I thought, you know.
We hired a tank to follow across the country.
No, unfortunately, there's some bands that are going to be featured on the show in the future that they had their entire trailer ripped off.
We were robbed in the past. They took $2,000 worth of my equipment.
Yeah, when we first...
And for bands like you guys, you're not fucking Guns N' Roses, you know. You need... your gear. This is, you know, what you guys are doing, and it sucks that it happens so much. It just pisses me off every time I see another indie band that, like, guess what happened last night?
I think last year it picked up. Maybe I just started noticing it more last year, but like it happened every fucking day.
All the time.
Yeah.
It's like all the time now.
And I know a lot of bands, you know, they'll set up, and sometimes it's not even they set it up. Some of their fans will set up like a GoFundMe or Kickstarter, help us out, keep us on the road. And, you know, it's great that the fans are cool with supporting and they can keep the band out there. And, you know, it sucks that it comes to that sometimes, but.
It's cool to see it succeed. Our friends in Sundress got broken into and somebody started up a Kickstarter for them.
Yep.
That may be
one of the bands I was referring to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but I mean, the Kickstarter went well. You know?
Uh-huh.
They made a decent amount of money. Probably not enough to replace everything.
Yeah,
but, like,
I believe Daisy Head's another one I saw recently that got.
Oh shit! Yeah, that happened in Chicago.
Yeah,
to them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm used to it being St. Louis. You know, bands playing the Firebird and stuff. And
dude, I've been watching.
Yeah, I'm keeping an eye on it. So it's the A-Team van is okay right now.
Cool. Yeah, we got a good
that's
view.
Yeah. Well,
I'm pretty sure our van is like impossible to break into because
we spend 15 minutes
locked in. He's a prison van, so there's like cages on the windows, and there's a cage before the back seat, or like behind the back seat. I mean, so our like area where our backpacks are and stuff. There's like a cage on the windows and on the back seat. And then we put these puck locks, which is like a steel disc. Like, there's, like, a half circle on each side of the door, and then, like, a steel disc you fit in.
Yeah.
And so, like, you literally, there's no edge to cut with, like, bolt cutters or anything.
Okay.
It's literally, like, I don't, like, if they got in, it's just,
criminals
yeah.
Are
I just
want to
put a
this.
Sign that says, like,
they know what's happening.
Like,
All right, we got this.
Well, I think most of us have finished. Well, no. Surprisingly, Tito has slowed down.
Tito's lagging.
I'm just getting a little lag over here already.
Uh-oh. He's not driving.
I don't think any of us are.
We're
going to
take a nap.
Right? Yeah. See a little siesta. So, yeah, we're going to finish the Black Angel Stout, and while we're doing that, we're going to play another song, and this is Grass Stains. And I know it's got the line, I'll probably never be all that successful. Would you love me still the same way? Yes. Yes, we will. I think you guys are plenty successful. You guys are making great music, and you know, this tour hopefully will open. I was gonna say like a lot more people will know what you guys are doing that may not have heard you yet, and hopefully you're selling a lot of merch and whatnot.
Yeah,
on
it's been good.
The shows.
It's been really awesome.
Yeah,
the first two shows have been fantastic.
The Wonder Years have been so awesome to us.
It's already been
like the best 2 days of my life.
Yeah,
they're
so sick.
It's been so awesome to us.
Well, we're recording this well before it's going to air just because you guys are in town, so I wanted to take advantage of that. By the time this airs, the tour is almost over. So I'm sure it's gone swimmingly, and you guys have had a blast.
I hope so.
It was a killer month.
Yeah, right?
We're tired, ready to get home, but we love it.
I don't want to jinx it, but I'm sure.
Right. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's listen to some more Microwave here on Drunken Lullabies. We'll see you in a few minutes.
All lost in the masquerade dust, trapped in my old house. The air is too thick to breathe, so desperately we scooped it in our mouths. Untouched with a poor paint job in a short attention span. If I could concentrate, we'd turn out great, but I can't. And I'll probably never be a famous writer, but I can read it right okay. And I'll probably
Well, you guys want to try another beer?
Let's get
all right.
Out.
This is the Bluebird Imperial Stout.
I've been looking forward to this.
With blueberries, and this is 8%. So this is the highest gravity we're going. 8% ABV.
It's smooths on the nose.
Smooths on the nose?
Smooths
on the nose.
Smooths on the nose. Don't ask me why, but it sounds correct.
I'm just going with my instincts.
I think we may have just found the episode title. Smooths on the nose.
Tito is the king of catchphrases.
Smooths on the nose.
Yeah, this is definitely... We had this and the Black Angel next to each other in our glasses. And just by looking, you can't tell the difference. They're both super dark. But you get that sour blueberry taste immediately on this.
It almost has like a soy sauce taste to me.
Surprise, it is soy sauce.
I don't think it's quite as salty as soy sauce.
I think they just gave me a shot.
The combination of tart, sweet blueberries with the stout, though, has this kind of like... I don't know.
I'll be honest, if this is what soy sauce tasted like, I would put it on my Chinese food a lot more often, I think.
I'm pretty sure they're praying this and they just gave Nathan soy sauce.
Yeah, no, this is
blueberry.
Here comes Ashley Kutcher.
Blueberry extract.
Oh, it's coming out right now.
Soy sauce.
Yeah, this is a new one for me. And when I saw it on the menu, like, I think I've had the regular, just the Imperial Oatmeal Stout, which this... as the base of, and then they've just added blueberry flavors to it. But yeah, I'm totally digging the little extra kick that it gives it. So yeah, it's a double.
Have you ever had the Samuel Smith oatmeal stout?
Yes,
that's like my favorite.
And like the Tatty Caster. Yeah. One
so
of our
like wrap the top in gold foil.
One of our regulars on the show, our good friend Drunkle Andy. He's a huge Samuel Smith
fan.
What is
your name?
I love Samuel.
My name is The Voice. That was my name on IBWIP, the show that this came from. So that is just kind of carried over.
I have to say, I'm a very smooth, milky voice.
Thank you. You know,
it's good for radio.
Yeah, right.
I was thinking that right when you started talking.
As those broadcasting classes, you know, I don't know if I went into broadcasting because I was told I had a good radio voice, or if it just worked out that way. Because you know? Here on Drunken Lullabies. No, I was a huge music fan before my voice changed, so obviously, like, back when I was like, I really like these guys, you know. That's not... Yeah, these guys are awesome. So that's not going to work too well on the radio, so luckily it...
You're on Drunken?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God the voice dropped. Now, while we're drinking this, you guys are formulating an opinion. What's been your favorite that you've had out of the five? If you can pick one.
What was the second?
I like the first one.
The first one?
Yeah, the
first one was the Saison de Rizzo.
Yeah.
So, okay, so Tyler.
It's a tie.
Tyler and Wesley both
there's
like
one
that.
It's a tie between this one and that one.
Okay.
I would say the same.
I don't think we had an apricot one.
It had like a. They're
all over the place, man.
Did you steal one?
There was two that were beige, and there was the red and the two.
Yeah, we had the Red Bird was the second one. And then we had the Snarker Posey.
Snarker
Posey is your pick. The Rye PA.
Yeah. Okay.
Tito, can you?
It just depends on like how you feel.
Okay. How are you feeling?
Well, right now, this
really
is settling
good.
So well.
Yeah.
Stomach.
So you're going with the Bluebird Imperial Oatmeal Stout.
Like, this is like heaven on my stomach. Right
okay.
Now. But as you know, I did like the first one.
Yeah, and I think I'm going with the Snarker Posey Rye PA as well. That Saison was pretty good, but that Snarker Posey was a pleasant surprise for me. So I guess that'll be my pick.
I haven't had too many sour beers, but I'm becoming a fan.
It took me 2 years to get into them.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad I like them now, especially because really Distill is our sponsor and they make fucking amazing sours.
Yeah.
And they would be completely lost on me if I didn't like them.
Flavors. Like, yeah. This sour is like kind of overbearing at first, but then all the other flavors start to set in.
Right,
gradually.
Right. Yeah, and it's there's so many different ones that they make. They've got a whole line called Saint Dakara that have different, you know, fruit added into them. And we did this bonus episode over at the production brewery across the street. We got to drink stuff that was in the process of aging, like straight out of the barrel.
Wow.
It was awesome. Like taking the nail out and getting a glass. And it was like, okay, yeah, nobody gets to do this shit unless you work here.
Yeah.
So that was really, really cool.
It has that like kind of taste of like wine too.
Yeah,
really,
exactly. Well, a lot of them are aged in wine barrels.
Yeah.
So that taste transfers across into the beer.
I noticed that was so awesome. I can't remember which one.
Yeah.
I noticed that, but it was like almost like a wine. I think it was that first
one. It was probably the first one, the Saison. Yeah.
I was a big fan of Warheads as a kid.
See? Yeah, so was I. And that's what is so odd. Like, I love Sour Patch Kids and sour candy. So you would think sour beers would have been perfect for me, but they still took me a while to get into it. My palate did not. It was like, nope, I'm not ready yet. And then, you know, now
I am. When I first heard of sour beers, it was like, what?
Yeah.
That's a weird combination.
Yeah. They're not for everyone.
After tasting them, it's pretty good.
Someone should make one that's, like, super sour, like, hard to drink.
Yeah,
it's
like a Warhead.
Like a Warhead.
That would be pretty cool. If you can think of it in a beer, it probably already
No, they, there's
it, like, super high alcohol.
There's some that, you know, Distill makes that I love. And you drink it, and you feel it in your molars. Like, your jaw, like, tenses up. Yeah, it's great, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make sriracha beer.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
We had that at the Cyber Dummy.
Yeah.
There's a...
I didn't think of it,
I had a shot of it, but I don't really like it.
Yeah.
Ballast Point makes a habanero.
How could you get drunk off of
it? And it's super
the habanero Sculpin?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've drank... I've had the grapefruit and the regular, and then we just recently drank the pineapple Sculpin a month ago on the show. It was all right. I like the grapefruit better.
Yeah.
But the habanero, I have no desire to try. The spicy beers don't do it for me. The spiciest beer we've ever drank on the show was from, I think it was a Ballast Point too. It was that Indra Canindra. It's like a curry beer.
Sounds so strange.
It was.
I want to try it.
I bought a bomber, and I was like, I'm saving this for the show because I know there's no way I can drink this all myself, and I'm so glad I did. I'd have been, like, shitting razor blades out of my ass for, like, a week if I'd have drank it by myself.
Hear that? Shitting
same
ass.
Yeah.
Two
drinks.
Two drinks.
Should we just, like, run one over real quick? Like, fuck, shit, piss, dick.
There you go. Yeah, you gotta kill your beer on that one. Cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits, fart, turd, and twat.
What is this?
That's a Blink-182 song.
What?
Family Reunion, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And then they end it with, I fucked your mom. It's like a 30-second song. Yeah.
Damn, dude. Why have I not heard this?
They come in with like the harmony on it.
Yeah, I think it came out around the Take Off Your Pants and Jacket era.
Well,
it was around
Wasn't it on the Mark, Tom, and Travis show?
Yeah, it was on the
That's what it was on. Okay. Yep. I'm looking for. I mean, I'm wearing an Alkaline Trio shirt right now, so I'm really looking forward to hear what Matt's going to do in Tom's place.
Yeah, I saw an article yesterday that they're done recording.
Really? So I'd seen that they were working on it, so... I mean,
I'm really interested to see what they're going to do.
I liked Tom, but I saw him live. He can never stay in key. So,
I saw him live one time, and
it was
like
a mess.
Probably like 5 or 6 years ago, and it wasn't great.
Yeah.
And
so.
Supposedly, I saw an article that from Travis Barker made a statement that Tom DeLonge wanted the new stuff to sound like Coldplay. So
Coldplay
like,
doesn't even sound like Coldplay now.
Apparently, that was a big contributing factor to their decision.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the Angels and Airwaves stuff is all right. I kind of dug it. Like,
it
was.
Hated.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I saw them live too, and the band was super tight, but his vocals were a mess.
Yeah.
So again.
Yeah.
You know, I prefer.
I hope he figures it out. Cause
yeah.
I love the guy.
Yeah. He's a weirdo.
Very great songs.
Yeah.
He's got a clothing line.
He's really into the alien stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, look for the new Blink-182 with Matt from Alkaline Trio.
That was like a very mixed
bump.
That was like a very Makes the Bump on the
Check it out.
Well, I think it is now.
What I think I'll do.
We never get the tour of thing getting to now.
We're going to play a song that I know I like, and I don't have to worry what it's going to sound like. And this is off of your guys' split that you released last fall. And this song is called But Not Often, and you have a video for it, which we will feature on our Facebook page so everybody can watch. Was that fun to make?
It was fun to make.
I mean, my scenes were fun.
I don't know if it turned out good.
Yeah, it
worked out.
So. Yeah, you were pretty intense there right at the beginning. Tito in your face.
My cat's in it, so
yeah.
I'm pretty proud.
Did you have
hey,
to,
son, I love you. Meow.
Did you have to pay, like, did the cat have, like, a per diem or
he
anything?
He had a lot of demands.
He ate a lot of catnip and a couple treats.
Yeah.
And he was pretty cooperative for the most
part. Yeah, and he demanded to be featured on the record, so you'll hear him on the record.
So he's a bit of a diva?
Yeah, he's actually on our merch now, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got a Meowkerwave shirt.
Nice.
With Hush Puppy on the day he got his balls
the big
chopped
sniff.
Off. The big sniff.
Oh.
So he's on a lot of cat medication.
Right.
And he's, like, hanging over the rung of a chair.
All right, well, we're going to get into the song here. Here is Microwave with But Not Often on Drunken Lullabies. And we're back. That's three great songs from Microwave that you get to enjoy. If you want to hear more from them, look them up online. Go to their Bandcamp page and buy the digital download of the album or order a vinyl from them. Check out their music. They're on Spotify. Look them up. So you should have an opinion by now with those three songs, and you know what to expect. And what you can expect is good music. Now as we've made our picks, we're just kind of chilling out now. We've drank the beer, and we're just gonna and we're gonna talk. We're just gonna talk beer right now. So Tyler, what's the first craft beer you remember enjoying?
Let me give a little backstory here.
Go for it.
When I first started consuming alcohol, I could not stand the taste of beer.
Okay.
So I used to mix vodka and pink lemonade and call it my magic potion.
If you're willing to disclose this, but how old were you when you consumed your first alcohol?
I was 21.
Okay.
And a half. And I only consumed it because of peer pressure from my buddy. He's like, dude, you're 21. Why wouldn't you drink?
Right.
I was like, I guess you're right. So I got like hammered and puked everywhere. And then I started making my magic potion. And I went to Lake with some friends one weekend. And they're like, oh, I got the beer. And I was like, fine, I'll drink it. And so I fell in love with Bud Light. And then
fell in love with Bud Light. There's a
never come back. You'll be a hero.
Yeah.
A man in love.
We got married in. But the first craft beer, I guess it's craft beer, would be a Weinekugels.
Yep, that's my answer. That was kind of my entryway drinking their summer shandy and that kind of stuff.
At the Barry Weiss.
Okay. All right. So yeah, that's a fair answer. I will accept that.
My buddy was like, "Yeah, it tastes like Fruity Pebbles. Try it." And I was like, "Whoa, cool!" And next thing you know,
see ya, Bud Light.
Yeah, it's been good.
Out of here.
Right.
On to Miller.
And have you visited any breweries that are favorites of yours? Have you done any tours?
We talked about Sweetwater earlier.
Right.
I used to live across the street from there, so
okay.
My girlfriend and I would go there.
That's like the go-to
all the time.
Good deal.
Sadly, I don't live there anymore, but the beer still. Awesome.
The memory remains.
Yeah. What's left of it?
Yeah, right.
I mean, we drank a lot of the beer. So.
Wesley, how about you? Oh, I also want to say, I hear The Cure playing in the background. They're not our band of the week. So if you're picking any of that up, I do endorse The Cure as a band. And I love this song. But I did not get permission to play this on the podcast. So
if you're listening, The Cure.
It's not my fault. It's Distills. They're playing it in the restaurant. So
Robert Smith, sorry.
Yeah.
I think probably my first craft beer was probably a Sweetwater.
Okay.
They throw a festival in Atlanta. I don't know if they do it every year now. I haven't kept up with it, but right around when I was turning 21, I went to the Sweetwater 420 Fest, and you can buy. They have their beer there for cheap.
Right.
And that's like probably my first recollection of drinking craft beer.
Okay.
Just drinking cheap Sweetwaters.
And, yeah. There's a lot worse cheap beer to be drinking.
Yeah, sure,
Sweetwater's
sure.
A pretty solid option.
For
so,
sure.
And for your pick a favorite brewery, is that probably your answer too, or have you been to something else that you really dug?
I've never been to a brewery.
Okay.
But
yeah, we did. We went to one in Arizona.
An actual brewery or
a brew pub?
That was a brew pub. It was the same as this.
It was the one that had like distribution or anything.
Okay.
But yeah,
we go to one in Portland.
Wait, what
now?
Is the difference?
I'd count it. No, yeah, it's just, you know, some they just
last time with transit.
They don't have distribution, and yeah, they just just drink their stuff on site.
I think it was an actual on-site brewery that we went to in Portland. So that's the only one I've been to.
Portland is like the
it's the Mecca. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of
again,
the Pacific Northwest. There's a lot up there, Colorado. They've got tons. So in the Midwest has a lot of really good ones too. Like you guys are going to Michigan soon. There's some great ones in Michigan. Chicago has tons. There's so many in Chicago. It's ridiculous that I live 2.5 hours and I still haven't been to all of them, So, all right. Well, how about you, Nathan?
What was the question again?
What was the question again? The question was, what's the first craft beer you remember enjoying?
Oh, God.
It's easy to forget.
I played some beers one time, and there's a Terrapin.
Okay. I've had some Terrapin. Like the
Yeah.
There was like a... Something like a canoe on it. It was like summer ale or something.
Recreational.
Recreational.
Yeah, Terrapin's out of Athens,
and they
Georgia.
Had, like,
yeah.
They had three of those, and I remember thinking it was awesome.
Yeah, we can't get their stuff up here. My girlfriend's aunt lives down in Savannah. So when she comes up for the holidays, she will be a beer mule for me and bring me up some regional stuff that I can't get.
They also have, I think, Laughing
Stock. Oh, okay.
That's Red Brick.
Red Brick is in Athens, too.
Okay.
Red Brick's in Atlanta.
Is that in Atlanta?
That's off Palmill. Or Detours.
Athens.
You gotta get your facts straight, Nathan.
Athens is like an hour and a half away, and they have a bunch of breweries, too. Probably more than Atlanta, almost.
No. Terrapin and Creature Comforts. And
Creature Comforts is sick.
Creature Comforts is a new one, and they're fucking awesome.
They've actually been around for a few years, but they're just kind of getting distro now.
Has anybody made a Coca-Cola beer? Atlanta is the home of Coca-Cola. Yeah. I've been to the Coca-Cola company.
You think they would
try to work that in? And, you know, there's all those hard root beers and stuff that are out in the market.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So you think your mother's root beer?
Yeah. Some hard Coke, right?
Yeah.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
So, have you been to any breweries that jump out at you?
I guess you kind of mentioned it
earlier.
I don't know the difference between a brewery and a brew pub, but we went to one in Arizona that was awesome. And we went to one in Savannah, too.
Moon River.
Yeah.
Okay.
Savannah. And it cured. I had a knee ache, and it cured my knee ache.
Well, that's good.
Whatever ails you. We got
a
cure.
Sometimes when we're like a...
And I want to give a shout out our awesome server here at Distill. Introduce yourself. You've been
Benjamin.
Benjamin's been taking care of us and bringing us our flights and schooling us on the beer. I've been trying to read the stuff off Untappd that Jeremy has written, so that way, you know, we know what we're drinking since we don't have a Distill rep sitting in with us. But just wanted to give you a shout out on the show and thank you for rocking today.
Thank you. Did one of those beers stand out more so than the other?
We did our picks, and two of them chose the Saison that we drank first. Two of us, including me, chose the Snarker Posey, and then Tito here went with the Bluebird. With the blueberries that we closed
it
out with.
It was a tough choice between the Saison and the blueberries.
Yeah,
they were... just because he was more drunk by the time.
Everything's
different.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite out of the five that we drank?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm a pale ale IPA guy through and through. The Snarker Posey really...
There you go. See, and that's...
I really like how we use the candied sugar rye malts in the beer. I've had other ryes around the industry, and they just tend to be a little bit over-bitey on the spice of the rye flavor. It's kind of like biting into a piece
right,
of rye.
Right, right. Yeah,
I'm
it
not,
was...
I'm not a malt fan. I feel you, because the malt isn't overbearing.
It isn't. Even though they are, like, sugared up up front during the mashing process.
Right.
So, I mean, like, it's still really mellow for a malt. It's not super over intense and overly sugary like some malts can be.
Yeah, it was awesome. There wasn't a bad beer.
No.
They were all great.
Out of all those, the Saison's spot on. It's been a thing for about like 4 months or so it's settled up a little bit, got a little fruitier.
Yeah.
Now you guys also have
very
a black
sour
rye PA on tap.
We do.
And how is that?
It is, I'd say, equally as good.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'll try one of those.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
12 or 16 ounces?
We'll go with 12. I'll be conservative.
Did you want to do 12 on the intermission to 16?
I'll do 16.
16 on that. Any other beers that I can
grab? Just stop making a drive.
Good choice.
Yeah, right?
I'll keep the water coming for you.
All right. Thanks again, Benjamin.
Pleasure.
All right, Tito, it's your turn. You remember the question, or do I need to repeat
it? Yeah, no, I remember.
Okay.
It's getting towards the end of the show now.
It is. We're in the sprint. We're in the
slowly digressing.
You're almost there, man. You give us your answers, and we can all end.
I started drinking around 17 or 18, which was mostly liquor.
Wait, we're getting the whole life story.
So,
like, this is, we're missing the,
I was born a poor black child.
Yeah.
That wasn't the question. Stop incriminating yourself.
I think the statute of limitations is probably over.
I'm giving you a story, damn it.
trying to play.
This is a podcast.
It's a podcast.
We're on the podcast.
It's a podcast.
Pissing me off. I don't want to even answer this shit.
Tito has hit the wall, folks. This is great.
I want to say it was around 21. It's similar to what I think it was Sweetwater.
Okay.
Yeah. In Georgia, cool. I feel like Sweetwater.
Yeah, that's kind of the go-to one.
Yeah, Sweetwater, for sure.
Yeah.
Like that there's something better than just Miller High Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which some people don't know, and that's a shame.
Yeah. So have you been to a brewery? Is Sweetwater not a brewery?
It is.
No, it is.
So that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, now you've been to two, because you've been here now, so you can be like, I've been to Sweetwater and I've been to Distill, so there
so
you go.
So they brew in-house.
Yeah, they have a small, originally, this is where it started. They just brewed, if you go back there towards the bar, behind the glass, like a zoo exhibit, they are brewing back there.
Wow.
And that's where a lot of the in-house beer here comes from. And then they built a production brewery across the street. And that's where their canning and bottling line is, and all the stuff that they distribute to the 15 states that their beer is found in. And then in Champaign, they also do like they do here. They have some brewing going on in house, and so yeah, it's.
So is a brew pub actually considered a brewery?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as they are brewing beer on the premises, yeah, that counts.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I've been to some that, you know, unless you live there, nobody knows you exist.
Right.
Because there's so many regional ones and stuff. But, yeah, then there's other ones that, like Distill, their beer is available on the show. You can go to a liquor store around here and grab some of their beers.
That's it.
So, brew pubs are just, they're smaller, you know. Mm-hmm. We're going to be recording a show at one up in Chicago that's fairly new, and you can only get their beer at their place and get growlers to take home.
Right.
And that's the only way you can drink it. So.
Tyler, do you remember the place we went in Greensboro? That place was delicious.
Oh my god, yeah.
It was really good, but I can't remember what it's called.
We snuck in for like 15 minutes, had like two beers, and like
we had to dip right out. Yeah, I remember drinking those as fast as I could, but they were high volume beers.
So okay.
During the show, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it was called, but.
Yeah, no, it was a great place.
Down the street from Green Street, whatever venue we played.
All right, well, if anybody figures that out, send us an email at drunkenlullabiespodcast@yahoo.com and we'll give them the appropriate plug. You can also, we're on Twitter under DL_pod on Twitter. I'm still kind of new to that. I tend to stick more to the Instagram, which is Drunken Lullabies Podcast, just like how it is on Facebook.
Sure.
And where can people find you guys?
Was that a hiccup or was that a hiccup?
Band at Facebook,
yeah. Microwave the Band on Bandcamp and Facebook, Microwave ATL, Twitter, Instagram, and we have a Snapchat now, but I don't know if we're using it.
Oh, you guys should have been using that like crazy.
None of us actually use Snapchat
or know what.
Yeah, I don't really use it either.
We're kind of trying to figure it out.
My daughter's really big on it.
So if anybody wants to school us on how to use Snapchat, just hit us up on Microwave.
Dude, I can tell you that. Why don't you guys tell me?
Yeah, dude, you know.
You don't snap.
You never have.
You never will.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank you guys for joining us today here at Distill. I'd like to thank Distill for letting us drink their beer. And this has been a fun episode. So
cheers to the beer.
Cheers to the beers.
Yeah, thanks to Microwave sitting in. So until next week, all you drunkomaniacs, may your music be loud and your beers be cold. We'll see you in a week.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hootie hoo.
Go Braves.